This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, August 11th. God's word for you today is, watch it. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 11, verse 3. And it says, his delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. Man of God, prophet, sir, you have been fasting and praying for a thunderstorm, for the clouds to pour. Now you hear of a small cloud, and you are this excited? Listen, if you do not move, when you see a small cloud, the rain will stop you. If you don't move when you see the small cloud, you will not benefit from the rain. That is how it works. The rain has been announced. It is upon us, but you are not moving. The cloud has come, but because it is small, you dismiss it. The reason people don't benefit from seasons like this is that they don't move when the cloud is small. The things that are laid upon your heart to do in preparation for the rain, you are not doing them because the cloud is small. I pray that you will not be like that. I pray you will be wise, get up, and take action. You will maximize this season of rain. People dismiss things because they are too small or because of preferences. They don't like them. Thirdly, people dismiss things because of discontent. Elijah's servant could have dismissed the small cloud if he was discontent or grumbling. Why am I the one who has to go up and down looking for the cloud that is not missing? You have told the king to go and eat, to drink and enjoy himself. You are sitting there on top of the rock, putting your head in your lap. Maybe you are even sleeping. Nobody knows. But you claim you are praying. But I'm the one who is going up and down like a yo-yo. People dismiss things because of discontent. But if you understand that the position God has put you in is a position for your good, you will not be discontent. Joshua could have been discontent about having to fight in the valley. People were coming for his head with swords. He was dodging, fighting. It was bloody. Joshua could have said, Moses, you just sat up there putting your hands up, pretending to be worshiping. Who can't do that? I put my hand up and pretend to be worshiping. Why am I the one dealing with all this mess? Sometimes people don't realize that what Moses is doing on the mountain is what determines the victory they get in the valley. Don't disdain your Moses. I have heard people say all sorts of crap about things they do not understand. Do not be quick to judge. Over 2 decades ago, a friend was complaining to me about his pastor. He felt he was the one doing all the work while his pastor was doing nothing. I had to explain to him that, like Joshua, yes, he is the one facing the battle, but if his pastor's hands come down, he will lose. If his pastor's hands stay up, he will win. So, do your part. I am glad I was the one he spoke to. Let us pray. Father, help me not judge by the sight of my eyes or the hearing of my ears, but by your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.